You're listening to Retreat, Reset, Transform, the podcast that explores how to step away from the noise of everyday life, reconnect with yourself, and return renewed. In today's episode, we take on one of the most misunderstood seasons of life, midlife. Often labeled a crisis, this chapter is far more than stereotypes of fast cars or sudden career changes. Midlife is a threshold, a powerful invitation to reflect, reset, and write the next chapter of your story with intention. Join your host, Donald Curry, registered psychotherapist and clinical director of Dimensions Retreats, as he redefines what midlife truly means, shares how retreat practices can help navigate this transition, and invites you to see this stage not as an ending, but as the beginning of something deeper. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to arrive fully. And now, here's Donald.
Welcome to Retreat Reset Transform. I'm your host, Donald Curry, registered psychotherapist. Today, we're talking about a chapter of life that many people approach with mixed feelings, midlife. Our culture often calls it a midlife crisis. It's painted as a moment of restlessness, impulsive decisions, or questioning everything you've built. But what if midlife isn't a crisis at all? What if it's actually a threshold? A sacred pause, a natural turning point that asks us to reflect on where we've been and intentionally choose where we want to go next. At our retreats, we see midlife as a moment of power, a time to release what no longer serves you and to begin writing the next chapter of your life with clarity, connection, and meaning. In this episode, we'll explore how to reframe midlife, how our retreat programming supports this transformation, and how you can step into this season not with fear, but with curiosity and hope. Imagine this. You arrive at the retreat feeling the weight of years on your shoulders. From the outside, your life looks fine, maybe even successful. You've checked the boxes, built a career, a family, a life others admire. But inside, something has been stirring, a quiet whisper that says, there must be more. On the first morning, you step outside and notice how different the air feels. The forest is still. You can hear birdsong echoing across the lake. For the first time in a long time, you feel your breath actually slow down. The days begin to unfold with intention. A circle of others gather with you, each person carrying their own questions, their own longing for change. There's a sense of safety, of being understood without needing to perform or explain yourself. In your first somatic session, you realize how much you've been holding. Decades of stress, of playing roles, of pushing down grief or anger. As you reconnect with your body, you feel something soften, an opening you hadn't realized was possible. Later, you step into breathwork. At first, it feels unfamiliar, maybe even a little uncomfortable. But as the rhythm carries you, you discover a new space within, a place of clarity where old stories begin to dissolve. Tears come, not from sadness alone, but from release. The retreat continues like this, a weaving of moments. Sitting in ceremony with cacao, you feel your heart open in a way you haven't felt since you were a child. Walking the forest trails, you notice the cycles of nature, and something clicks. This is just another season of life. Midlife isn't an ending, it's a turning. One night, after a sound healing session, you lie in bed and realize you're not afraid anymore. The restlessness, the questioning, it hasn't disappeared, but it's transformed. It feels less like a problem to fix and more like a compass pointing you forward. By the end of the retreat, you don't have every answer, but you have something more important, a sense of direction, a sense of alignment, the understanding that you can release what no longer serves you and consciously create what's next. And as you pack your bags to return home, you realize you've begun writing a new chapter, not from crisis, but from clarity, not from fear, but from choice. That is the essence of midlife when embraced with intention. Not a breakdown, but a breakthrough. Now, most of us have heard the phrase midlife crisis. The image we're given is usually someone buying a flashy sports car, quitting their job, or suddenly uprooting their life in search of something more. But what if midlife isn't a crisis at all? What if it's actually an invitation, a threshold, a sacred pause that asks us to reflect on where we've been and to imagine what's next? At our retreats, we see midlife not as a collapse, but as a crossroads. And today, I want to talk about how our retreat programming can help you navigate this powerful chapter and begin to write the next act of your life with clarity, purpose, and heart. Redefining midlife. When we talk about midlife, what we're really talking about is transition. The first half of life often focuses on building careers, building families, building identities. We're taught to achieve, to accomplish, to collect experiences and milestones. But somewhere along the way, often in our 40s or 50s, something shifts. We look around and begin to ask deeper questions. Is this all there is? Am I living in alignment with who I really am? What truly matters to me now? And here's the thing, it's not a crisis to ask those questions. It's actually a sign of growth. Midlife can bring a new level of awareness, a chance to reassess the roles we've been playing and decide which ones still fit and which ones we're ready to release. It can feel disorienting at first because the old roadmap doesn't always work anymore. But in truth, midlife is the body, the psyche, and the soul saying, it's time to realign. It's time to become more fully yourself midlife as opportunity. I like to think of midlife as part of what Joseph Campbell called the hero's journey. In every story, there's a call to adventure, a moment when the hero leaves behind the familiar and ventures into the unknown. Midlife is that call. It's not about clinging to what was, but stepping courageously into what can be. It's an opportunity to ask, what do I want my next chapter to look like? What kind of legacy do I want to leave? How do I want to feel in my body, in my relationships, in my daily life? For some, this is about rediscovering joy or creativity. For others, it's about healing old wounds, forgiving the past, and opening to new connections. And for many, it's about realizing that success isn't just about what we achieve. It's about how aligned we feel with our values, our health, and our deeper sense of purpose. How retreat programming supports midlife. We've designed every element to help you reflect, release, and reimagine. Let me share a few examples. Somatic psychotherapy and integration sessions. These are safe, supportive spaces to explore what's been carried in your body. Old patterns, unprocessed grief, or even untapped energy, and to begin creating new pathways forward. Breathwork and sound healing. These modalities allow you to reset your nervous system, to release the stress and pressure that builds over decades, and to experience deep states of relaxation, clarity, and connection. Nature therapy. Stepping outside of your daily environment and into nature is profoundly healing. The forest, the water, the stillness, they remind us that change is natural, that life has seasons, and that we too are part of those cycles. Ceremonial practices. Whether it's cacao, cannabis ceremony, or sitting around the fire, these experiences open the heart, help us grieve what needs to be grieved, and reconnect us to something larger than ourselves. Community connection. One of the greatest antidotes to midlife loneliness is being surrounded by others who are also navigating change, sharing stories, being witnessed, and knowing you're not alone can be life-changing. Aftercare and integration, and perhaps most importantly, our work doesn't end when you leave the retreat. We support you with aftercare so the insights you gain don't fade away, but become the foundation of your next chapter. Writing the next chapter. I want to offer you a few reflections you can explore, whether or not you ever attend a retreat. Ask yourself, what parts of my life feel complete, and what is ready to be released? What dreams or desires have I been carrying quietly that are now asking for expression? If I could write the next chapter of my life, what three themes would I want it to include? You might even journal on these questions, or share them in conversation with someone you trust. The point is, you are the author of this next act. Midlife is your invitation to put down the old script, pick up the pen, and begin writing something that feels true, vibrant, and alive for you. So is midlife a crisis? Not at all. It's a call to pause, to reflect, and to step into a deeper, more authentic version of yourself. We're here to walk beside you on that path, to create a container where you can reflect without distraction, heal with support, and rediscover who you are becoming. Because midlife isn't about losing who you were. It's about becoming more of who you've always been. Thank you for joining me today. If this conversation resonated with you, I invite you to explore our retreat offerings and see how they might support you in this season of life. Until next time, remember, midlife is not the end of the story. It's the beginning of your most meaningful chapter yet.
You've been listening to Retreat, Reset, Transform with your host, Donald Curry, registered psychotherapist. Midlife isn't a crisis, it's a call. A call to reflect, to release what no longer serves you, and to step into the next chapter of your life with clarity and purpose. If you'd like to learn more about how retreat programming can support your journey, visit us online at www.dimensionsretreats.com. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to subscribe. Share this episode with someone who may need it, and join us next time as we continue to explore the pathways of healing, growth, and transformation. Until then, may you step forward with courage into the story that is waiting to be written.